This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and today we're talking about money, specifically $870 million of it, headed for airports across the country. Here's what you need to know. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has announced grant awards totaling $870 million for airport infrastructure projects spanning the United States. That's runways, taxiways, lighting, and the kind of unglamorous concrete and steel that most passengers never think about, but every pilot depends on. You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into what that number actually means for the person holding a pilot certificate. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's start with where this money comes from, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Grants like these flow through the FAA's Airport Improvement Program and increasingly through the Infrastructure Funding Congress, authorized in recent years. The important thing to understand is who's eligible. We're talking about airports in the National Plan of Integrated Airport Systems. That's the NPIS. And it's a big tent. It's not just the major hubs. It includes thousands of general aviation airports. The little fields, the ones with a single runway and a couple of rows of T-hangars. If your home field is a public-use airport that shows up in that national plan, it is potentially in line for exactly this kind of federal support. Now, why does that matter to you? Think about the last time you flew into a field and the runway markings were faded to nearly nothing, or the time the pilot-controlled lighting didn't come up on the right frequency, or a taxiway that had frost-heave cracks wide enough to swallow a nose wheel. Infrastructure isn't abstract when you're the one flaring over it at night. This affects you if you operate out of or regularly visit a smaller public airport. $870 million is a large pool, and a meaningful slice of AIP money historically goes to general aviation and reliever airports. These grants fund runway rehabilitation, they fund taxiway reconstruction, they fund new lighting systems, updated signage, drainage that keeps standing water off the pavement, and safety area improvements that give you margin if something goes wrong on rollout. Let me talk about that last one for a second, because runway safety areas don't get enough attention. A runway safety area is the graded, cleared space around the runway designed to reduce damage if an aircraft undershoots, overruns, or veers off the side. For decades, plenty of older general aviation fields had safety areas that simply didn't meet modern standards, hemmed in by roads, ditches, or terrain. Federal grant money is often what finally lets an airport regrade that ground, relocate a hazard, or install an engineered arresting system at the bigger fields. That's not paperwork. That's the difference between a bent prop and a bent airplane, or worse. Here's another piece pilots tend to overlook. A lot of this funding goes into things you never see from the cockpit, but absolutely rely on perimeter fencing that keeps deer and coyotes off the runway at dusk. Wildlife is one of the most underrated hazards in general aviation, and a fence line is cheap insurance compared to a bird or a deer strike. Weather reporting equipment, like an automated weather observing system, so you get a real altimeter setting and real winds instead of a guess. Backup power for the lighting, so the field doesn't go dark in an outage. This is the quiet infrastructure that makes a field usable in weather, at night, and in the margins. Now, the headline number is national, and I want to be straight with you about that. $870 million spread across the entire country, across many airports, means no single field is getting a windfall. This is a broad distribution. Some airports get a few hundred thousand for a design study. Others get several million for a full runway reconstruction. The reporting on this from AeroTime and others covering the announcement describes projects spanning the nation rather than a jackpot for any one place. So what should you actually do with this information? Because I don't like leaving you with just a number three things. First, go look up your home airport. The FAA publishes its capital improvement plans and its airport data, and many state aeronautics divisions do too. Find out what projects are planned or funded at the fields you fly. If your airport has a runway rehab coming, that has real consequences for you. Which brings me to the second thing. Watch the NOTAMs. When a field gets grant money for a runway or taxiway project, that runway is going to close, partially or fully, sometimes for weeks. I have seen too many pilots plan across country to a field, only to arrive and find the runway is a construction zone with equipment parked on the numbers. Check NOTAMs, check them again. The morning you fly, a funded project is good news for the future and a hard closure for the present. Third, if you care about your airport, show up. Many of these grants require local matching funds and local political support. General aviation airports live and die by whether their community values them. Airport advisory boards, public comment periods, and the simple act of a hangar tenant speaking up at a county meeting. That's often what tips a project from wishlist to funded. The federal dollars are there. Somebody local usually has to reach for them. Let me put a bow on why this all connects. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about the airplane, the engine, the avionics, the training, but the airplane is only half the system. The other half is the pavement, the lights, the weather station, and the safe overrun area waiting for you at the far end. When the FAA moves $870 million into that half of the system, it's investing in the part of aviation you can't buy for yourself. No amount of money in your personal budget builds you a runway. This is how it gets built. The headline says airport infrastructure. What it really says is that the fields you depend on are getting a little safer and a little more reliable, one grant at a time. That's the story. My thanks to AeroTime for reporting the details of the announcement, and to the FAA for the program data behind it. You can find us anytime at RadioHangar.com. Go check on your home field. And I'll see you next time, right here on ATIS.